The Peterborough Police Service held its monthly meeting for May on Tuesday, May 19th. There they confirmed the extension of Peterborough Police Chief Stu Batt's contract until December 31st, 2032, a move which the service had announced in a press release prior to the meeting. Betts has been the chief of the Peterborough Police Service since January of 2023. During his tenure, Betts has helped coordinate expanded downtown surveillance measures using closed-circuit TV cameras, as well as creating the community-focused investigation and response support team, which recovered $64,913.20 in miscellaneous property, including 133 shopping carts in 2024. Betts received the Order of Merit of the Police Forces from Governor General Mary Simon this year. Here's a clip of the Police Service Board meeting during Chair Mary Tendoshate's remarks about Betts' award and contract extension.
I have a few comments. I just want to publicly recognize that on May 14th, Chief Betts, as well as retired Sergeant Sharche, received the award of merit at Rideau Hall from the Right Honorable Mary Simon, the Governor General and Commander in Chief. And we just, on behalf of the board, we want to recognize how this distinguished honor reflects not only your exceptional service, but also your dedication to the public and your hard work, your integrity, and your commitment to the community. So we do want to thank you. Congratulations. And on that note, publicly, a media release did go out last week, but I just wanted to say it in this form that the board has extended the chief's contract to December 31st, 2032. And this extension reflects the board's confidence in the chief's leadership and vision, and it will provide continued stability, consistency, and strong direction for the service. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Yes, Mayor.
Madam Chair, just after you issued the press release that the chief's contract was extended to 2032, I took the opportunity to inform my colleagues in Peterborough City Council that the contract had been extended to 2032.
Okay. So we're very fortunate. So thank you.
The police have also introduced a pilot project to crowdsource leads for ongoing investigations. The initiative will allow members of the public to upload images and videos of suspected crimes directly to the police website. Chief Betts explained the service's new initiative as part of his chief's remarks at the Tuesday, May 19th meeting.
We have our own internal bulletin system. We have businesses who invest an awful lot of money in CCTV cameras, home security systems that are doing a fantastic job at gathering visual images of people who might be engaged in criminal activity. And for the most part, our officers are really good at identifying people in our community who are committing these crimes. However, there are instances when we just don't know who they are. Maybe they're from out of town. So we've launched an initiative right now to launch it to post those on our website with a link to a Crime Stoppers for an anonymous submission of identity. We would rather have people provide that information to us in an anonymous format. That way, they still maintain their sense of security. It's an appropriate use for Crime Stoppers, which then funnels it to us to continue the investigation in terms of identifying people. What I will say, and I'll just restate this for any who didn't see that media release, is that new web portal is asking for the public's help to identify people of interest in open investigations. My own personal piece on this is that, quite frankly, community safety and feelings of being safe is our top priority. And this portal builds upon the success of our Community First initiative in that it primarily focuses on those responses to property crimes that are low dollar value but high frequency. And this is a way to reach into our community to help achieve that goal.
Betts cited a desire from police to combat attempts by members of the public to take criminal investigations into their own hands.
We know on social media, and I think it's widely recognized because it's pretty much ubiquitous, that social media is being used in an unregulated way to publish pictures of people that the community believes may or may not be committing criminal offenses. And in many times, it's just simply behavior that they don't like, and they're presenting that. There is no regulation around that. What we're seeking to do is to provide a regulated approach and a properly monitored approach to screen what goes into the community through these bulletins. And once identified, they get pulled down from our website.
The initiative comes as the police service are also pursuing a new strategy to fast-track cases using pre-charge consultation with a Crown attorney who will be embedded with the Peterborough Police. Staff Inspector Peter Sejrup says the process will both increase efficiency and create stronger cases for prosecution. Here's a clip from his presentation on May 19th.
We had looked into this program starting last fall. So you might hear me use the acronym PCC. It stands for Pre-Charge Consultation. And what this really simply is we're going to accelerate the timing for when the Crown attorney has an opportunity to look at a package when an individual has been arrested, charged, put before the courts, and has been released. So what this does is still allows the police to have the authority to make an arrest, put the person before the court, and then consult with the Crown attorney to make sure everything's in place so that there's the greatest likelihood of success moving forward for that court case in the matter.
The Peterborough Police Service currently has two platoons piloting the pre-charge consultation initiative, as well as the community-focused investigation and response support team. Sejrup hopes that in the long run, the initiative will ease the administrative burden on the police service, though the project had been in effect for just shy of a week and a half as of the May 19th board meeting. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF, in Peterborough.